What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Good afternoon, Kansas City. This is Drew and Brian with the Love KC Food Show coming at you. We just had a fantastic 4th of July. Did you enjoy a sweaty 4th this 4th?
You know, most of my meals were eaten inside. And when I say most, I mean
all
of them.
All.
I did grill out.
You and then ran quickly inside.
Back to the AC.
Yes.
That's right.
It was warm.
It was warm.
And we're a different generation than our grandparents. The grandparents just hung out outside.
Right.
They really weren't afraid of it. We're like, hot, going in. Well, everything's climate controlled.
I've got a lot of insulation.
Yeah, well, and that's a problem for us, Brian.
I kind of added to it on
yeah,
the 4th.
Yeah, but we can start changing today and do a lighter side. Don't you think?
We can. There are other options out there.
There are.
Than six brats, two hot dogs, and
a partridge.
Burger.
Does this involve a partridge at this point?
Yeah.
And a pear tree.
Yeah.
But I'm more pear-shaped as opposed to the pear tree.
I know you had to have a brat.
Oh, my goodness. I love brats on the 4th. You got to have a brat. And we had a great time. Love celebrating the 4th. And my kids, of course, wanted to blow stuff up, so we did that. And different rules out there for the fireworks, depending
you know,
on the city.
Yeah, depending on the city. Hey, they opened up Shawnee for the first time
in
30 years.
Yeah, I'm over there in Shawnee.
Yeah,
and
first time in 30 years it was legal.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad.
No.
Yeah, a lot. It was definitely louder than it was last year.
Still where I am, against the law.
Yeah, in fact, in Prairie Village, they actually said you can do snap pops. They don't call them snap pops. They call them something else. But only the small ones.
Yeah.
The large snap pops, no.
What could those do? Come on.
I think it's a noise thing.
Oh.
I don't think it's a danger thing. I think it's just, get off my lawn. You know, that kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for us, you know, I would like to eat a little less. Something on the lighter side.
Me too. I need to drop a couple.
Couple of small
pounds.
Small pounds. A couple hundred pounds. But to do that, we're going to have to eat on the lighter side. And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you need some tips, some places to go that are it's more on the lighter side, this is the show for you. But before we get to that, I'd like to remind everybody, when you need to know somebody, a roofer, a contractor, a carpet cleaning, somebody, and you need a referral and you've asked your family and friends, that's always my go-to. Isn't that your go-to,
Brian? I always do that. I always ask anybody yeah. that I know, a friend of mine, have you had this service? Do you know anybody who can paint your house? Do you know?
But not everybody knows everything.
Right.
And
right.
I like to have a local site that I want to go to. That's why I use findandrefer.com.
Find and Refer, the KC Referral Network. You can find it at findandrefer.com. And it's word of mouth referrals from friends and family, and we just put it online.
Right here in Kansas City.
Yep, all local.
Check them out, findandrefer.com. Today, the spotlight business is...
Today we're introducing on the lighter side, and on the phone we
yeah.
have Crushed Red of Overland Park, and we're joined with McCaleb.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
You sound so nice. Are you a very nice person?
I try to be.
Yes, you sound. Doesn't she sound very nice already?
Very nice.
She had a nice hi. That was very sweet.
You.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, is it Michaela or McCaleb?
Michaela.
Okay. So, Michaela, tell us a little bit about... Now, when I was looking and doing some research, I came across Crushed Red, and I was amazed at some of the things on your menu. Describe a little bit about the restaurant, where you're located, and then we'll go over some menu items.
Okay. Yeah, we're located right off of I-435 on Roe. It's like right next to where Winstead's is and McLean's Bakery. A lot of our menu is like salads and flatbread pizzas. We've got little folded flats that are kind of like a pita taco type of mix. We've got really good soups. We've got a very large variety of menu items. When people walk in, they just compare it to a lot of things like a McDonald's menu, how it's the whole huge screen. And until people said that, I didn't realize how many things we actually had, but we actually have a very large variety of things. But
I know, I went on there and looked, and it was a huge menu.
Every single thing on the menu is amazing. I've been there for 5 years, and I've never gotten tired of any of the food there.
Wow, would you describe these as like designer salads? Because when I saw a lot of these salads, and your pizzas, when I saw those, they're unique.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely not your traditional like veggie pizza or pepperoni pizza. We've definitely got different. Like in our pizzas, we've got different vegetables and foods that we've put together that you wouldn't traditionally think, even with our salad. But we've got a great team that is always trying to put new things together for whether it be a salad or a pizza or a folded flat. And they put foods together that you'd never think, and it just ends up being amazing. So.
And price points are very good when I looked at the menu and all of that. So I know that I have to start eating a little bit lighter. And what I want to talk about is a few of your salads. One of the salads, Welcome Back, Cobber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know where that name came from. A lot of people probably don't know.
But does everybody know?
No, not everybody. Yeah. But I do know where it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
actually have a lot of people call it the Welcome Back Cobbler. And we always just kind of laugh to ourselves because it's a daily thing at this point. But some people do get the reference. And then they're like, oh, I love that. And so we get our fair share of those.
Hey, that was the sitcom was...
Oh, man. What is the name of that?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
That was actually the name?
Yeah. Not the same as this, but that was the name. Welcome Back.
I didn't know.
You've never seen the...
No, I've seen it. I just never knew the title.
Oh.
I might have been a little young when that show was out.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
But this salad has your roasted chicken breasts, your avocado, your bacon, your egg, your gorgonzola. Then it's got some croutons, tomato, and field greens. And it looks absolutely... So I get it. It's a Cobb salad, but with a little twist.
Yeah, it is hands down one of our most popular salads that we sell.
Yes, so John Travolta's first start.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandy.
No, that's different. That's a movie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Michaela, what about... Now, this one really caught my attention. The pear is on fire. That sounds like
a great salad. Oh, it's very, very, very good.
So it's sliced pears, dried cranberries, bacon, goat cheese, avocado, and then spinach with a house mix.
Yeah, and the pears are actually tossed in chili powder.
Really?
So it's like there's a couple different seasonings in with it, but we've got a good mix that we toss the pears in, and so it's got like a sweet and a spicy, and then throw the goat cheese in there, and it's an amazing mix of like flavors and textures, and especially with our jalapeno honey dressing that we make in-house every day, it's phenomenal.
You know, jalapenos and honey mustard, you know, put together, that's something, and I've been in the restaurant business about 20 years, and I've come up with a lot of unique things, but that's probably one that I would have never tried. I mean,
we actually, before COVID, we did jalapenos habaneros instead of jalapenos. But because of COVID, product going bad, we switched over to jalapenos, and we've kept it since. But in my opinion, it tastes a lot better as jalapenos.
Does it? Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to try that when I come in. Now, I'm going to go over a couple more salads, but first, tell me what, so do I, is this counter service when I walk in, just the counter service and I order, can I sit and down and eat?
Yeah, so our concept, we kind of pulled from Panera and from Chipotle, so we're like a mix of those two. So when you first walk in, we'll have a pizza host, that's what we call them, essentially a host, but they'll walk you through the process. So kind of the Panera side of it is where you can order any hot food items, like any pizzas, if you want to do a shareable, which is essentially an appetizer, anything like that. We'll give you a table tracker. You can go ahead and check out. We take that to the table. But if you'd like to do a salad, we have a line set up, kind of like Chipotle, how you go through, choose whatever you'd like in the salad. And you can either order one of the menu salads, build your own, modify anything, however you'd like to do it. We do it right there, and then we give it right back to you. So then you take a seat. Any hot items are brought out to your table. We've got an island that has, like, crushed red pepper and these Peruvian sweet drops that people love, where you can put extra things on your salads or pizzas if you'd like.
So I don't make it myself. It's not a salad bar.
No.
It's behind the line. You guys make it, you know, all there for me and then bring it out because they know what they're doing. So, okay. Well, then what about the farmer's market? That one really, would I classify that salad more as a chef salad kind of?
Roasted chef salad,
Go ahead.
The chef salad would probably be more of a mix between the health nut, which is probably one of our healthiest salads, and the welcome back cobbler. So we don't have a chef salad per se. We usually just suggest that people build their own salad because they want different things from different salads together. But the farmer's market, that one is very simple.
Roasted turkey breast, goat cheese, sunflower seeds, apples, cranberries on field greens.
Yep. It's very simple, but it is very popular. People love it.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how good goat cheese tastes when it's on a salad. A lot of people just don't experiment with that.
Right.
And it's very, very good. Now, south of the border, spicier salad?
It's actually not that spicy, but any of the spice that does come from it is from the Chipotle ranch that we make in-house. We make all of our dressings, but just a few of them in-house. But the Chipotle ranch does have a bit of a spice to it, but as a whole, it's pretty. It's just got tomatoes and corn and cheddar. There's nothing crazy about it. But the avocado and the tortilla strips that we put on the top definitely make it look a little more festive. So
we're talking here with Michaela from Crushed Red in Overland Park. If you're looking for a really kind of fast, casual dining experience with healthy salads along with a lot of other diverse meals, such as their urban crafted pizzas, you can go visit them at 10640 Rowe Avenue in Overland Park. That's just off of 435 and Rowe. Go to crushed-red.com. Am I saying that right? Crushed-red.com for their menu?
Yes.
Okay, or you can call them at 913-831-8484. And before I let you go, tell me a little bit about these urban crafted pizzas. Before you start, let me tell you the one that really caught my eye.
Okay.
The Big Island.
Yeah, that's one that a lot of people, especially since it started getting warmer, people have really jumped for that pizza.
The pineapple and the ham and the, oh.
Yeah, so we don't have to have your traditional, like bigger pieces of ham on pizzas like you will at other pizza places. It's they're very small, tiny, diced pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that it can more easily be stretched throughout the entire pizza. So on our pizzas, we hand stretch them per order, just like most places.
Is this the right size pizza? Like if I was to go just for lunch and I wanted, can I get a smaller one or are they all the same size?
Yeah. So we primarily sell them personal size. So
about
an 11 by 4 piece. We cut it into 6 pieces. That way it's easier to eat. We do have a 14-inch option, which is basically your regular medium-sized pizza you'd get anywhere else. But we traditionally sell our personal-sized pizzas. So you can come in, you can have that as your meal, and then that be it.
No, you got to get a salad with it. I mean...
Yes, and we do have an option for a 2-for-you combo. You could do a half size of a pizza and a mini size of any of our salads on the menu. That way you could get a little bit of both.
Now, you've been there for, what you said, 5 years?
Yep.
So, do you have a favorite pizza or a favorite salad?
Cause yeah, my favorite.
You've probably eaten everything in the restaurant.
Just about, yes.
Okay, so what's your favorite?
My favorite salad is the Tulsa Twister.
What's that?
We came out with that one a couple years ago. But it's field greens with romaine lettuce, and then we chop up jalapenos, black beans, corn. We have the little Peruvian sweetie drops that we mix in with it, which are little red teardrops. They're very good. And then we mix it in with a smoky chili ranch with cheddar cheese, and then we top it with breaded jalapeno straws, spiced steak, which is the same seasoning that we toss the spiced pears in, and then we top it with, we call them cornbread croutons, but essentially it's cornbread that we make in-house that has jalapenos and corn in it.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
It is amazing. I have it at least once a week.
Sounds absolutely delicious. Favorite pizza? Or do you have one? You don't have to pick one.
For the pizza,
give me your best seller. How about that one?
Best seller, probably our Mona Lisa. It doesn't, I mean, to me at least, I don't think it's super amazing, but everyone else loves it. It's got Kalamata olives, feta cheese, goat cheese, and mozzarella. We do a garlic olive oil blend for the base instead of regular pizza sauce. We'll do that. And then we put spinach on it as well.
Kind of like a Mediterranean pizza.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. We're talking with Michaela from Crushed Red in Overland Park. Go see him at 10640 Rowe Avenue. Go to crushed-red.com. Or call them at 913-831-8484. Michaela, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. I didn't get to meet you in person, but I'm looking forward to it when I come in and enjoy excellent, healthy dining.
All right. Look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
We'll be
right back on Love Casey Food Show.
And we're back. We just were on the phone with Crushed Red in Overland Park.
Yes.
That sounds like a fantastic place. I haven't gotten a chance to go there, but what a great location.
Haven't been there either.
The nicest person in planet Earth, I think, is there.
Yes.
She was on the phone. Very nice person.
Yes.
And what, now, if you want to eat on the lighter side, that's the place, one of the places to do it.
One of the places to do it.
Really,
you know,
quality.
Because we were talking about what we had for our 4th of July.
Heavy. A bit heavy.
I'm still have not digested.
Maybe not.
All of mine.
Maybe not.
Yes.
Yes. Don't talk to the vegans. They'll scare you.
We do have a guest in the studio joining us now.
Yeah.
I'd like to welcome Carrie in the studio.
Thank you.
From Cultivare.
Yep.
Green and Grains.
Yes.
Cultivare Green and Grains.
I'm so excited about this.
When I came across your restaurant, I was surprised I didn't know about it.
Mm. Yeah, We kind of snuck onto the scene a little bit. Believe it or not, there wasn't a ton of restaurants opening July of 2020. So,
no, a lot were closing.
Yeah, yeah, different headlines. But, yeah, it's kind of we're tucked into a shopping center in South Overland Park, and I think are quickly gaining some awareness in a lot of the trade areas, but you know, that's kind of what our goal is now, is let's help spread the word. We've got quite a little following lately, so things have been,
great. It just looked fantastic. So it's located at 13366 Metcalf Avenue in Overland Park. So that's about 135th in Metcalf.
That's that northwest corner at 135th and Metcalf. That's,
wait, northwest corner. So let's see. On one corner is Snooze, right?
Yep, opposite there. So if
on okay.
The hard corner is the Scissors and Scotch and the Noodles.
Yes.
We're just up from Noodles, probably three buildings up from there.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that Kolache factory still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a popular guy when I walk in the morning with Kolache.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
That's I usually bring that in when I've got bad news, like, hey, we have 9 catering orders today. So, but I brought Kolache.
Fuel up.
Yeah.
Fuel up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go over the catering thing. I didn't know you did either.
Yeah, that's been kind of an accidental home run for us. We've been doing a ton, which is fantastic. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's how business goes, though.
Yep.
You work really hard, and then opportunity happens.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. 10 years to an overnight success, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But when we get back, I first want to go over some of these top most popular salads. Now again, I found this on Taste of Home. So how reliable? I don't know. But I just thought you're in that business.
Yeah.
I want to go over some of the history, and then we'll go over some menu items when we get back from the break. But we've got a few minutes before the break ends. So I built this top 10 list based on, you know, things that were out there. This is not my list, and I didn't come up with it. But number 10, what would you guess? Like, can you think of a popular salad? Nobody will ever get this one.
Then this is real broad. Man, I have no idea.
Waldorf.
Okay.
Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah. It's not as popular, I don't think.
I haven't had that in years.
Exactly.
Apples with a mayonnaise-based dressing. I haven't had that in years.
I don't know that would make my top 10.
Grandma had that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a grandma salad for sure.
Yeah.
But number 9, macaroni salad, how do you count that as a salad?
Well, I guess you can.
Yeah, there may be an asterisk on that one on my list.
It's the only salad you can gain weight eating.
Yeah.
Number 8, a spinach salad?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's popular.
I like spinach salads.
That's just code for you're using spinach, right?
As long as you cover it in hot bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I feel like the bacon
onions,
is the
hot bacon.
That's
more
the
bacon
appeal.
And more bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm eating healthy.
Yeah,
that's how you make an 1,800 calorie salad.
There we go. There we go.
I feel so healthy. Yeah. I had a spinach salad for lunch.
Yeah.
I went to an unnamed restaurant and my friend ordered a salad and literally ate everything but the lettuce. And I was like, you know, you didn't really eat a salad. What do you mean? I was like,
That's not really a salad.
You just had the topping.
Yeah. I was dressing in croutons. Yeah.
I'll have the Cobb hold the lettuce.
Right. Exactly. Which is a considerable meal right there.
7, potato salad. Again, it could be a salad, but I don't really count that as a salad. This wasn't what I was looking for.
I agree. And granted, cultivar greens and grains, I'm going to emphasize the greens on that. I feel like if there's no greens in there, does it really count?
Right. Does it really count as a salad?
Yeah.
So, number 6, chef salad.
Fair.
You know, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. A little bit of turkey and ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It's up there. Number 5, I don't know. It shouldn't be in with the salads. Taco salad. Again, there's lettuce.
Yep.
But it's not really...
Taco salad for me is the epitome of the vessel for which you can make that 1,800 calorie salad. Because you got sour cream, you got a little tortilla chips in there.
A lot of cheese.
That's just nachos with extra lettuce.
Yes.
I don't mean to pick apart your list here.
No, it's not my list. Again, it's not my list. Then four, Cobb, which we already talked about.
Yep. Right.
Very popular still.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people like the chicken and the layered bacon.
Everything
and the eggs
but the
and
lettuce
and
the blue cheese. And
yeah. Number three, coleslaw.
Well, that's a lot of cabbage. Mm. I mean, I think that's a different category, but okay.
Number two, Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah. That's
a
good one,
too.
That fits. Yep.
And number one, anybody before we go to break?
Garden salad.
No, think of one that, again, no lettuce.
Oh.
But very, very popular. Well, sometimes you could have lettuce with it.
Salmon salad?
Chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
Chicken salad. So basically, whatever the least salad-y salads, those are the top
performers.
The
ones with the highest mayonnaise content at the top of that list.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Carrie from Cultivar Greens and Grains, and we will be back with him right after this message.
Yeah, coming to America, baby.
Neil Diamond.
Coming to America. I literally just listened to that. You just have to over the 4th. I don't know why, for me, this song is a 4th of July song.
It is.
Yeah.
It
is. We're in the studio today with one of the Kansas City's original, and why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm Carrie Goble. I'm with Cultivar Greens and Grains, and glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Cultivar, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
What's the name mean?
It was really kind of a play on cultivate. What we're really trying to focus is taking a fairly simple approach to a menu, but inject it with really quality ingredients so that we can simplify what we're doing in the kitchen and put something on the table that's really high quality, really delicious, and something you can feel good about eating. So through Cultivar, our goal is to help cultivate some of those great relationships with our local vendors. It's cultivating relationships with our community. It's cultivating really a great space for folks to come and work or eat or what have you. So it's kind of a play on a number of those pieces.
Hmm.
So what's the experience when I walk in to the restaurant? Explain that to me.
Yeah, so we're a counter service restaurant. You walk in, the first thing you'll see is our dining room, which is we've done very intentional about designing a very a clean dining room. And I don't mean like physically clean, although it is.
Yes.
But I mean, just clean lines, all white, lots of greenery, just a very welcoming, inviting space that sort of fits that menu vibe. And then as you get to the front, you're going to order from one of our cashiers right off the menu. And you'll see we've got a glass wall that behind which our team members are going to build your meal right for you, right in front of you. So you're seeing exactly what we're doing. You're seeing the quality of the ingredients that we're putting together here. It's quick in and quick out. We've been smart about how we've designed a menu so that you don't have to sit and wait on us, but we can really kind of accommodate anybody's quick needs. Usually, sit and eat and under 3 or 4 minutes later. So,
and if you're curious and you're on your phone, just go to Cultivar KC. That's CultivarKC.com. The picture of that glass wall is right on there.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Or you can call them at 913-291-0051 if you'd like to call and find the location.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie, let's go over some of these. Wait, first, tell me, is this your first jump into the... Because you opened in not the best of times.
Yes, July 2020. It was just peak restaurant time.
Yes. after they shut everything down.
Yeah, we said, you know what, we don't need a dining room. But I've done restaurants for about the last 10 years.
Okay.
Grew up in a restaurant family, so my parents have done restaurants.
Easiest business in the world, right?
Yeah.
No problem.
All that experience watching on the sidelines growing up, and the one lesson I didn't take away was stay away. So, my folks have done all kinds of concepts over the years, a little bit of franchise concepts, a couple of restaurants that my parents did together. So it's kind of in our blood.
Yes.
About 10 years ago, my brother, sister, and I signed up to be franchisees for a concept called Pie Five Pizza out of Dallas, Texas. And we opened up Pie Fives across the city, which was exciting, a lot of fun, certainly kept us busy, and I would say out of trouble, but that's not entirely true. And so we did that for about 7 years, and that sort of led its way into what became Cultivar. So
kind of different extremes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say a lot of that is a product of, you know, I should tip my hat to the franchise groups that we've worked with, because it's really easy to sort of take for granted all of the work that goes into a concept.
What are we paying them these fees for anyway?
No, you're exactly right. Yeah. I was in the business for about 20 years, and I never did a franchise, but I always did different, you know, ones that people opened or I opened. Yep. And now I live in a van down by the river. So it's...
should have done the franchise.
Should have taken the lessons. What book did I forget to read? So,
well, it's a lot of work. I mean, the systems, the menu, the decisions. No decisions are made for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, little things that you just sort of have access to, like creative for, you know, any kind of marketing materials, email campaign.
Advertising.
We're starting from scratch, So, yeah. Absolutely.
They make your advertising for you. Mm-hmm. They probably make, if like with the Pi-Fi, you could say, I need a radio commercial. Boom.
Yep.
There it is.
Yeah. Although, you know, I got to put my own voice on it somehow.
Yes, absolutely. So a little bit about your menu.
Yeah.
So if I was to walk in, the
go-to hot avocado toast. Sorry, I can't spit that out right now, but
you know that was very popular. I haven't had that in years.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a go-to. We just added that a couple of months ago, and it's funny because I was working with somebody on our team that was like, "We have to do this. I love it. It's going to be so popular." And I was not sold.
Is it popular?
It is popular, and it's really good. And it's funny because I'm like, you know, I don't want to be the stereotypical millennial that's like, oh, we have to have avocado toast on the menu.
Right.
And then she made it, and I tried it, and I was like, all right, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I guess I'm a millennial.
You do have a lot of wonderful reviews that I saw on your red pepper bisque.
Oh, yeah.
With the smoked Gouda.
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually I brought home some for dinner last night, and in the balmy 98-degree day we had yesterday, my wife kind of scratched her head as I walked in the door with hot soup, and I was like, I can't help it. It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's worth
the heat. Yeah. So, you know, and you put smoked Gouda in anything, and I challenge you to not love that.
Yeah.
There you go.
It does look good. And then your salads are that they're really they sound wonderful, and they're a lighter kind of option if you're looking for that. And like the steak and gorgonzola, that would be my salad there.
That's number one.
And Drew, and is it number one?
Number one.
Really?
There you go.
Yep.
Now, you went with the American cheese on the grilled cheese.
We did.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, and it
I like that.
We pulled a tough audience there, which is my daughter's a little too young for grilled cheese yet, but nieces and nephews saying, how do you make a grilled cheese right?
Right.
And it was
American cheese. I mean, at home, so many people are doing the American cheese. Mm-hmm. But then the restaurants went to this fufu cheese. And I don't think people really responded as well as you'd think they would. They kind of want American cheese.
And, you know, I'm not exactly a little one anymore, but I can throw back some grilled cheese, and I think the American in there is the way to go.
Yeah.
The American cheese melts a lot better than a cheddar slice or something else like that, but wouldn't that be good dipped into the red pepper bisque?
Truth.
Oh man, yes. There you go.
Yes. What about your Saigon chicken salad?
Yes, this has been another new addition that has just kind of exploded in terms of popularity. So it's a little bit of a different take on the salad. A lot of our menu is sort of our spin on classics. This one is not necessarily classic. So it's got a greens base, but then we're adding a rice noodle with it.
A rice noodle.
Just to give it a little bit of texture.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a traditional sort of Vietnamese flavor profile in the dish itself. And then the dressing is it's a Thai chili peanut. It's got a lot of flavor going on. Unbelievable. It's actually...
Sounds delicious.
Dangerous to not just get a little extra dressing and do some shooters with it. So...
There you go.
Look, you're about a minute away from my house, so I'm probably going to be over there.
Speaking of shooters, they got all local beers, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we do, you know, salad concept, but I don't think it's necessarily intuitive that somebody says, hey, I'm going to go get a beer. So we have shamelessly enticed that. We're doing happy hours every day, every weekday from 3 to 7, half off everything. So
3 to half 7. What time is it now?
It's go time.
It's go time.
So, you know, and what about that's a $2 local beer.
Oh, yeah.
Served cold.
Or $15 bottles of wine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Where else can you go to a restaurant and let them clean up? You know?
What about these bowls? Tell me about the bowls.
Bowls. So all of our bowls, we're doing a grain base. It's a quinoa and brown rice grain blend.
Which is healthy.
Very healthy. Mm-hmm. And a couple of different takes on that. Our most popular is also what I think, what I would call kind of our mocha prosable. It's a Southwest bowl. Grilled chicken.
That's right there on my list next.
Yeah, grilled chicken, roasted corn, pico. And it gets a charred jalapeno on top, which is sneaky hot. Charring it doesn't necessarily kill the heat that much. So that one's nuclear. I actually had that for lunch today. But also did some kind of out-of-the-box creative options in salads.
Mushroom bowl.
Yeah, the miso mushroom bowl.
Now tell me about that one. So that sounds so good.
Yeah, it's got we use portobello mushrooms. We'll marinate those in a and a miso sauce that we're making, do a quick bake on those, and then that bowl we're going to combine with a massage kale. We've got a savory granola blend that goes with that one, and then it gets not necessarily a dressing, more of a sauce, but it's a maple miso dressing that is,
maple
again,
miso dressing.
It is very good. It's got...
Wow, who comes up with that stuff?
So we actually, one of our partners when we started that really helped drive the menu is a gentleman by the name of Cossum Hardaway.
Okay.
Not
what
a
great name.
I know, right? And
Cossum Hardaway.
The best, the most memorable
sounds
thing
like a superhero.
About Cossum is when you read it, you don't necessarily think Cossum, K-A-S-I-M. So he always says, it's like awesome with a K. And I'm like, well, now I'm never going to
forget that. My goodness. So, awesome with a K.
Yeah. So he helped drive a lot of the menu development with some of those. And that was one of his brainchilds early on. And
It's amazing you put those things together.
Yeah.
We're talking with Carrie at Cultivar Greens and Grains, located at 13366 Metcalf Avenue. And we will be back in just a minute on the Love Casey Food Show.
There we are, Brian on the guitar.
Yes, I was very good at that.
You did really good, Brian.
Yes.
We're back at the Love Casey Food Show with Drew, Brian, and Cultivar Greens and Grains. Right there at 135th and Metcalf, the northwest corner. They're there. They're just a little sneaky.
That's right.
Just right around the corner.
We don't want to be too easy to find.
But Google knows where you are, right?
Absolutely.
Just put them on the Google map. Let Google take you there.
CultivarKC.com or call them at 913-291-0051. And when we left, we were talking about some of the menu items. You also have some really good paninis.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come get a really good panini, which I haven't had in a long, long time.
Really?
A really good one I haven't had in a long time.
You know, there's been kind of a season of junky paninis, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It really has been.
Yeah. They started out strong, and then it just became an easy way to heat a sandwich.
Well, I have to tell you that I went to a restaurant that served a panini, and it was on a hoagie bun. And I'm thinking...
What?
How?
What?
How does that...
Yeah. Huh? What?
How do you call it? That one that you have in there, that Caprese...
Yep.
Wow, that looks delicious.
Oh, and I'll tell you one, too, just because it's my favorite, and I'm shameless.
There we go.
Steak chimichurri, so we do.
Ooh,
that sounds good.
Petite beef tenderloins. So really premium quality cut beef.
Nice.
Do it about a medium. Chimichurri, grilled peppers and onions, and then a provolone cheese.
That sounds so nice.
It's really good.
That's a good sandwich right there.
That's lunch.
And I hear, happy birthday.
That's right.
What are we celebrating?
We're turning two.
The restaurant, not you.
Not me. I'm a little older.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're turning two.
Terrible.
Congratulations.
Two. Yeah. Yeah.
What a hard 2 years.
Yeah. It's been
But
a
you've made
coaster.
It. Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
And how are you going to celebrate?
We're throwing a big party.
Yay.
Which is just come in and see us and let us make you lunch or
dinner. Inflatables?
No inflatables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently those are tacky.
Oh.
To me.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, so we're doing buy one, get one.
My 4-year-old doesn't agree with you on the tacky part.
I'm not sure that I agree either.
Okay.
What I'm told.
All right.
But, buy one, get one all day on Friday.
Awesome.
This Friday coming up.
This Friday.
Buy one, get one. That's a great deal.
Yeah, all of our signature salads, bowls, and paninis.
So you just walk in and you get it, or is there?
Yeah, or if you want to order online, go to our website, click Order Now, use promo code BDAY, B-D-A-Y.
CultivareKC.com, CultivareKC.com, and you can order online, but also you have seasonal items.
We do.
So the ahi tuna poke bowl.
Yes.
Yes, that sounds I know it's seasonal. I get it, because you have to have seasonal items in there, but that sounds delicious for the summer.
Very, very popular. Yeah, and ahi tuna on there is a hit. Certainly different, I think, especially for your average Midwest consumer doing raw tuna.
Definitely.
But it is fantastic.
So it is raw.
It is raw.
Yeah, it's good to know for people.
And we serve that with a...
ahi is not a variety of tuna.
It is.
It is.
It is a variety.
I'm gonna end up looking stupid.
Here we go.
No.
Ahi does not necessarily mean rare, but in like a poke format.
Got it.
Ahi tuna would be rare.
That's the poke is the.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Think of it this way: it's sushi grade.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Yeah.
It's really the only sushi I eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want sushi? You mean raw tuna?
Yeah.
Because everything else is not going to be in my in my mouth.
What about craft your own? What's that?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I think, you know, for us, it's really everybody. There are so many folks that know exactly what they want and may not match our menu. So why would we get in their way? So we essentially say, hey, here's everything we got. You tell us what you want us to make with it.
And so if I wanted steak and I wanted this kind of lettuce and I wanted that kind of cheese, you could throw it together for me. And
absolutely.
There I go.
Absolutely. And we do a lot of those. That's what I would say. Craft your own is especially popular in some of our less adventurous eaters where I see protein, green, cheese.
Yes.
Fantastic. Don't get me wrong.
Right. Or the honeymoon salad.
Exactly.
Let us alone.
There we go.
That's never mind.
Okay.
So you had so this Friday, buy one, get one free.
B-Day
also,
is the code. B-Day.
B-Day.
B-Day is the code. Also, your pick and go to lunch, your new to go for lunch, pick and pair.
Yeah, pick your pair.
So pick your pair and it's a great price.
Yeah.
So what do I, if I want to go in and pick?
Yeah, that's when you can't decide between whether you want a salad or a soup for lunch, you do a pick your pair and you get half salad and cup of soup.
Uh-huh.
$11.99.
$11.99.
Great deal.
Yeah.
So I could
great
go
deal.
Pick any of the salads or a select group of salads and then your soups.
Any salad, any soup.
Other than the red pepper bisque, you have like a soup of the day or what?
Yeah, we rotate them frequently.
Yeah.
Today we've got broccoli cheddar and then we've got a chicken tortilla. Both fantastic.
I like the broccoli cheddar.
The red pepper bisque with smoked Gouda has been the mainstay there. That one's
boy.
That
I saw reviews on that. Mm-hmm. It looked delicious. So okay, so you've got soups and salads and paninis and seasonal. Salads and bowls.
And a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah.
And craft your own. And this Friday, go in.
Go in. Hang out.
Yeah.
Say hi. Nice.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah. Are you there most of the time?
It varies depending on the day and how many people decided to order catering one day. That generally means I'm driving all over the city.
We didn't mention the catering. So how did that evolve?
Almost accidentally. You know, through the pandemic, catering kind of became individual format catering.
Sure,
which,
I wouldn't even have thought. Yes.
Yeah, we accidentally did anyway. So it was really just to-go salads for us. And as folks began returning to parties and offices and what have you, we introduced for the first time a large format. So we do large salads. We do, you know, full platters of sandwiches. And it has been hugely popular. It's been fantastic for us, but definitely has us running around a bit on a lot of days.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And so when you cater, you're delivering all that to them?
Yeah, full delivery, full setup. I was at Overland Park Regional setting up for a bunch of nurses earlier this afternoon.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, hey, Carrie, I'd love for you to come back sometime. But right now we've got to kind of wrap the show up. So we're on with Cultivare Greens and Grains in Overland Park. And I really want to thank you for coming into the studio and telling us about your restaurant. I really appreciate that.
No, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. And I'm glad to be here.
Now, Drew, we're talking about eating healthier on the lighter side. What are we talking about next week?
Well, for those that didn't really want to eat lighter, we're going to go for ice cream. Ice cream.
Ice
you
cream.
Scream. We all scream for ice cream. Join us next week. We're going to be talking about ice cream, but actually, there'll be a surprise. We have a vegan restaurant coming that serves vegan ice cream, if you can imagine that.
Vegan ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no, it's, you know, it's not, it's vegan, so it's not actually cream.
We'll be back in 167 hours. Welcome.